What would you like to be, people sometimes say, if you came back to Earth as an animal? Well, the answer I give depends, I suppose, on the company. If it's a bit racy, I dare say my mind would range over a number of mammals remarkable for the extravagance of their reproductive techniques. But in more sober company, I usually find a safer answer. A sloth, I say. And why? Because it spends most of its time hanging upside down from a branch in the tropical rainforest, dozing. The sloth really is not only one of the laziest, but one of the strangest of mammals. It spends most of its life asleep, but even when it's awake, it only moves very slowly. No matter what the danger or the emergency, it is incapable of speed. There are two main kinds, defined by the number of toes that they have on their front legs. It's the three-toed, which has really slothful habits, and the one that interests me most. You're not likely to have seen it in zoos, for unlike the two-toed, which will eat all kinds of vegetables, the three-toed is really picky and will only accept leaves and fruits of a few particular kinds, which few zoos can supply. And in any case, it doesn't make an exactly dazzling exhibit, since it spends most of its time in slumber. It's about the size of a small, slim, upside-down goat, if you can imagine such a thing. It's covered in a shaggy coat of coarse, untidy hair, blotched in grey, cream and brown. The hair on its head is combed forward into a fringe. That on its body is parted down the middle of its belly, with the hair running down its flanks towards its spine, so that as it hangs upside down, the tropical rain, which it has to endure for several hours every day, does much the same.